Chapter 13. Gilly. A year had passed, even if Wisfiddle's body considered it only to be a day. He had indeed become a wealthy man over that brief time, just as Heliok had promised. His mortgages, both the first and second variety, had been paid off, and he had taken to handing out pieces of silver to the impoverished wherever possible. He'd also become quite popular in many towns in both the underworld and the upper world, because he never tired of buying rounds for everyone. People tended to like people who bought them things, it seemed. And now he had returned to his beloved Rangmoon and walked back into Libertin's tavern.
"Mr. Wisfiddle, sir," said the ever-pleasant Gilly. "Back again on your birthday, I see."
"Indeed I am, lad.
I was telling the missus this morning that I had hoped you'd come in for a free spot of ale," Gilly said. "I know it's not the best, but not many patrons talk to old Gilly the way you do, sir."
"Actually, Gilly," Wisfiddle declared, "I shall not be having a pint from Libertin's this day, though I do appreciate the offer."
"Oh, stop drinking, sir."
"By the 12, no. That would be a disastrous proposition, my young friend." Wisfiddle took a look around. "I've come here to make our dream come true, Gilly."
"How's that, sir?"
Gilly said, confused.
"How would you like to start that tavern and make the finest ale in all of the land?"
"I'd love to, sir, but..."
Wisfiddle waved his hand at the young man to silence him.
"Things have changed a fair amount in the last year, Gilly. I am no longer impoverished. In fact, I'm exceedingly wealthy."
"You sure you ain't been drinking already, sir?"
Wisfiddle laughed and pulled out a small bag and set it on the counter. Gilly looked at it for a moment, but didn't move.
"Go ahead and open it, Gilly."
Gilly reached out and opened the bag. His eyes got wide and he looked up at Wisfiddle.
"Sir?"
"That should get you started," Wisfiddle said. "Note that I've already found a spot for you too. It's right in the middle of town, down by the clothier. It'll take a little cleaning up and painting to get it right, and you'll need to have a sign made and some furniture brought, but I think it'll do fine."
Gilly was in shock.
"Is this really happening, sir?"
"It is, lad. It is."
Wisfiddle patted the man on the shoulder and then stopped.
"One thing, Gilly. I expect to have me own table at this new place of yours. I'll happily pay a fee for it on an annual basis, but I do expect it to be mine, yes?"
"Absolutely, sir," said Gilly. "We'll split everything down the middle, too."
"I don't want ownership, Gilly," Wisfiddle said quickly. "You keep all the profits. I simply want to have a table. My own table. Whenever I come into the pub, which won't be that often because I'll only use it for question purposes, I'm afraid. I want that table to be mine."
"You're going to keep questing, sir?"
"Now and again, yes," Wisfiddle said. "Have to in order to keep my guild status, and I don't want to give up on magic completely anyway. Need to be in the guild to do magic, you know."
Gilly was busily staring at the gold.
"Honestly, sir, I don't know what to say."
"A simple yes would do fine, Gilly."
"Yes, sir, most definitely yes."
"Good. There is one more thing I'll need you to do, Gilly."
"Name it, sir."
"I've grown fond of a taste for an ale that I had when I'd been transport to the..."
He caught himself before saying anything about the fates.
"Well, let's just say in a place that's far from here."
Wisfiddle looked up for a moment.
"I don't think you'll be able to replicate this ale I'm talking about, but we're sure as hell going to try."
"Whatever you say, sir."
Wisfiddle nodded, looked around, pulled out another smaller bag and set it on the counter.
"Listen up,"
the elderly wizard hollered, silencing the chatter in the room.
"Today is me birthday, and I'd like to celebrate with you lot."
He glanced back at Gilly.
"A round of your best for everyone here, and all their meals are on me too."
The people cheered and broke out into song.
"Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear..."
"Wisfiddle will do,"
he announced.
"Wisfiddle will do, happy birthday to you."
He laughed heartily as people gathered around and started talking to him. One thing was certain. The wizard named Zebdigan Wisfiddle was destined to become more than a mere footnote in the lore of Ononokin. You have been listening to The Fate Quest, a tale from the land of Ononokin by John P. Logsdon and Christopher P. Young. Read for you by Just Sargent. Produced by Living Audio CIC. Text copyright 2015 by John P. Logsdon and Christopher P. Young. Production copyright 2015 by John P. Logsdon and Christopher P. Young.